This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is 749-1444. Are you here to go on the air or just here to hang out?
Whatever you want, bro.
Okay, we have Duke in the house. Say hello, Duke.
Hey, how you doing?
It's our old pal, Duke. Duke is here. I'm Chris, and he's Rob, and Duke is here.
And I'm Duke.
And we're having a good old time. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Did I say that already? Well, I'll say it again. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. It sounds good with three voices. You have to remember that. Come down more often. What else is on your mind tonight, Rob?
I want to hear the scariest pop song from the 70s. This song would give you creeps.
Okay,
here we go. Angie Baby by Helen Reddy.
You live your life in the songs you hear on the rock and roll.
See, the music Helen was so Reddy. Loud that it spun the guy around and he got smaller and he just disappeared and nobody could find his body.
Anyhow, I'm Chris, and he's Rob, and together we are the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show is 749-1444, and on the line right now we have Scott Smith. Scott is with the Empire Corporation out of Tennessee, and Scott came to Cincinnati to buy Swollens.
Scott, welcome to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
I appreciate it.
Now, why in the world did the Empire Corporation want to buy Swollens?
Well, there were a lot of fixtures and equipment. We found out they were going out of business. And that's what we do, so we came up and put a bid in it and got it.
So what do you do with the fixtures?
We're selling them. We had auctions on a lot of the fixtures and equipment, and a lot of the vehicles we're just selling in private sale.
What about the sleeves of rancid popcorn that Swollens was famous for selling?
Well, we didn't touch that. We didn't have anything to do with that. I think someone else bought that.
Oh, so you didn't get any of the food or anything?
No, we sure did.
What about those big chewy pretzels?
No, I didn't touch them.
What about the Walkmans and things like that?
They were already sold to another company.
So what did you get?
Well,
did you get the building?
We got the shelving, the pallet racking, the forklifts, the trucks.
Oh, man, those forklifts.
The showcases, everything as far as fixtures go.
Did you get the mannequins?
We got some of the mannequins.
Did you keep a couple for yourself?
No, I already had one.
Okay, well, give us a little background on your company and Swollens and why you bought... How it came about that you got to buy Swollens?
Well, I was reading the USA Today.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a little article in there that they were going out of business. And being the businessman I am, gave them a call and found out more about it. And they asked me to come up and take a look at what they had available.
Why did Swollens go out of business, do you know?
I have no idea.
Because we all love to shop at Swollens around here.
Well, that's what I heard. I wasn't familiar with the store.
You could buy almost anything there. You could get a pet. You could buy a pet dog or a rat or something.
That's
or you could buy a new record album or a Walkman or a stereo or lawn furniture. You could even buy rancid popcorn there.
Well, like I said, we didn't touch the popcorn, but I did. That's what I heard. They could sell just about everything.
Swollens combined a unique upscale shopping experience with cold, hard, unfinished concrete floors.
Right.
It was something that had never been tried before in marketing, and I guess it didn't work.
Well, I guess it worked for a while.
Yeah, I guess. They went out of business. So what do you do with the fixtures? Who comes to you and says, Scott Smith of the Empire Corporation, you just bought all the fixtures from Swollens. Now I need them. Who are these people that will call you up and say that? Kmart and stuff?
No, they really don't. You get a lot of mom-and-pop companies and stores around the area that will come in and buy a lot of the, like the gondola shelving, if they don't want to buy, you know, a complete store. If they
What's a gondola shelf?
You know, the cheap shelving that's in the stores that... the white shelving. How do you describe gondola? I thought everybody knew what gondola.
Hey, did you get any of those real long light bulbs that you can throw up in the air and they explode and make a big giant noise?
We stepped on a bunch of them. We like to do that and hear them pop.
Play lightsabers with them too, like Star
Wars.
Like,
yeah, you can pretend like you're Luke and Darth.
I hadn't tried that.
You might want to think about that the next time you buy another.
So you're from Tennessee, huh?
Yes.
What part of Tennessee?
Cookeville.
Go Vols!
Yes. I'm not a Vol fan.
I thought everybody in Tennessee was a Vol fan.
Well, they are, but I was raised in Fort Worth, Texas, so.
So what's that make you?
Well, I don't know. A Dallas Cowboy fan, I guess.
Oh, jeez.
Come on. So what do you think of the sunny Romana, Queen City, the Midwest, Cincinnati so far?
I've been up here a lot. We did Central Hardware last year.
Right over there in Norwood, huh?
Yeah.
I live up the road from there.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know. All
it's Media Play now. They sell books and records and CDs and stuff.
Okay.
Oh, do they? Great. No, I really like it here in Cincinnati. I really do.
And you can't believe that you found somebody in Cincinnati that didn't know what gondola shelving was?
Well, I'm still shocked at that.
How much will you get for a forklift?
Well, it depends on what kind of forklift it is.
I'm talking about a 2-ton big old green heister.
Big old heister, huh? Well, big old heister would probably run. We'd sell it at auction probably anywhere from $9,000 to $12,000.
When I worked at Van Loonen's, it was kind of muddy and wet and rainy outside one day.
Uh-huh.
And so the guy was getting the pallets. And he tried to take the corner too fast, and he got the forklift stuck in the mud. About 10 minutes later, I'm out there with my 76 Pinto. Trying to pull it out. Guess what? It didn't happen.
Didn't happen?
No.
Now, if you sold me a forklift, would you throw a couple pallets in there, or would I have to buy those off of you, too?
No, I'd throw them in.
Oh, cool. You're all right.
What's the official term, pallet or skid?
Skid is the term you hear most often.
That's the hip slang that the
That's
stock boys
the hip
use.
One that all the guys use.
Yeah.
Skid.
Which term do you prefer, skid or pallet?
I use pallet.
Well, why that? Why's that?
I don't know. I just don't like saying skid.
You want to appear more authoritative about it or something?
What?
Like you know more about the pallet skid industry than most?
Well, no, I just said I don't like saying the word skid.
Reminds you of your underwear.
Okay.
Well, something like that.
Okay. Well, Scott Smith, the Empire Corporation, hope you enjoy all the fixtures you gutted out of Swollen's.
Well, let me ask you one thing.
Go ahead.
Let's change the subject.
Okay, go ahead.
What's the big deal about what Cuba did to the little plane?
Oh, I tell you what, that's what we've been sitting around here just wondering about.
Where my brother and I were talking about it on the way up here and couldn't believe the big... Now, if we sent... or if Russia...
If Russia sends a plane into our airspace, I guarantee you, we'd launch a couple of ICBMs right at their ass. We'd shove them right up Khrushchev's nose.
Of course, the heat-seeking missile would go right in their rear, and, you know, no one would say a word about it. But Cuba, the planes go down there, and they warn them, you know, over and over, mm-hmm. you're in danger territory. Mm-hmm. And the guys say, we understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, they shoot one down, and everybody's in a big uproar. And then they get mad at Clinton, saying he didn't do enough. What did they really want us to do?
I don't know. I think maybe those guys wanted to get shot down. They didn't want to die. They probably wanted to eject sooner. They wanted to cause some kind of incident. So Clinton will take some kind of action to try to get Castro out of there.
Well...
They're setting themselves up to be martyrs, and I guess it worked.
I guess so. I had to get that off my chest.
Do you think that the U.S. should bomb Havana?
Of course not. I think we ought to build some resort hotels down there. It's a pretty place.
Well, let's wipe it out, and then we can rebuild it.
There you go.
There you go.
Should we try to get Castro's beard to fall out again?
It's getting kind of gray. I think it eventually probably will start falling out in clumps.
Cool. All right, thanks a lot, Scott Smith of the Empire Corporation.
Hey, I enjoyed it.
Later.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is 749-1444. 749-1444 is the phone number.
So he calls us on the pretense of talking about purchasing the remnants of Swollen's. When actually all he wanted to talk about was those damn Cubans and how much he hates them and what's wrong with shooting down civilian aircraft.